Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is the Easter Egg Edition, a bonus episode on a Sunday of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast. Everybody said we'll be in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today, as I told you. This is the Easter Egg Edition. Now, we are recording this on a Friday morning, okay? The reason why I record this on Friday morning is because by the time you listen to this, by the time I upload this, my friends, I will be somewhere with my wife. My wife will have me somewhere looking for Easter eggs with my daughter. And on Sunday, I have my parents coming in. So, they're coming to visit. Good old Ma and Pa, they're coming to visit. And so it's going to be a jam-packed day, so I decided to record this episode. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I'm driving, and I'm thinking about you because I love you, and hopefully you love me, okay? But anyway, no, I really do love you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you for listening. Appreciate you for taking your time out on a regular basis to listen to this award-winning show. Now, I want to discuss with you something very important. Now, the name of this show is Online Marketing Moves, okay? And don't get me wrong, you know, when it comes to marketing, there is no right or wrong way for you to market yourself. I don't care if it's online, offline. I don't care if you do it through the mail. I don't care if you stand out in front of a store, hand out flyers. Marketing is marketing, and you do what you have to do to get down the highway when it comes to marketing. You want to market. But one of the most important things that I'm going to discuss today is the ability for you to have people rise up. It's a good day for that. To have people rise up from wherever you are online. If you create content, you post it on Facebook, if you post it on YouTube, if you post it on whatever platform you think about, I want you to have the ability to be able to rise people up, move people off social media platforms. We talked about this before, but it's a good day to talk about it again. You know, it's Resurrection Day. We want people to rise up from wherever you get a lead from. I don't care where you get the lead from. You want to rise up. You want people to rise up. And you want to move them to your email list. You want to move them to your app. You want to move them to the website. You want to be able to control your pipeline. You want customers. You want plenty of customers. We want you to make money. We're not here to say. I'll be honest with you. I see people sometimes and they have on the thing, you know, 1 million TikTok views, 1 million this, 1 million that. What about the money? Where's the money, honey? At the end of the day, it does not matter how many views, how many likes, how few views, how few likes. You want to have an abundance of income coming in for your business. It doesn't matter how many people watch it. Do you have the ability to get them to rise up and to go click on a link, get into your email group? Do you have the ability to email them, write to them, speak to them? Do you have the ability to sell to them the product or the service you are trying to get across? Okay. This is what you want. It doesn't matter if you have, there are no point in having 500,000 leads and you have $0 in sales. $0 in sales. If you have 500,000 leads, then what are you doing wrong? Are you offering? Are you telling them to click on the link? Are you guiding them? There is something to be said about being a leader. And when you want to create an email list, when you want to create a service, a business, a product, whatever, you are telling us that you want to lead people. You are telling us that you want to lead people down a certain path, okay? And the point is not to waste your time. The point is for you to make money, okay? And so you're not going to make any money if you're just creating content, posting on Facebook, and they're not going to an email list, or they're not going to an app, or there's nothing to sell. You're just posting to be posting. That's a waste of your time. It's not going to generate any money. And if you listen to this podcast, then I know very well that you are in the space that you want to generate money. You want to generate sales. And so you want to have the ability to get people to rise up, move off the Facebook, move off the Instagram, move off the TikTok, move off the Twitch. I don't know how Twitch works, so I'm not even going to say that one. But just to get them to go somewhere and, I would say go to an email list, or go, if you have an app, you start getting apps going and have the ability to sell from there. Okay. Cause all the views, you can have all the views in the world, it's not going to pay you as much as you would like, you know? I don't know how much YouTube, you have to really, 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 really have a lot of views. And I would even say, I would not care about the views. The only thing I care about is, hey, click on the link, sign up for this, sign up for that, you know. Click on the link, or, you know, if you have something to sell right there, so hey, you know, click on that link and always drive home the point of, hey, click on something. Hey, do this thing right here. You know, I remember one time I wrote a long email, and the point of the email was just for people to say, for me to say, hey, click on the link and listen to my podcast. You know, it was new, you know, and I got a few open rates. I did not care how many people opened the email. What I cared about was how many people clicked on the link. And I know there are going to be people who tell you open rate. Open rate does not matter. At the end of the day, what matters is this, you know, you can do all the, you ever play sports? You know, I used to play basketball a long time ago in junior high, and we sucked. I remember we sucked bad. We was losing. We would lose like 20 by 20 points, 30 points. Then finally, you know, time came. It was like playoff time, and they was like, everybody's in the playoffs. You automatic, because it was in the, I grew up in a small town, so it was like six or seven little towns around the area. And they was like, we're going to have a tournament. Everybody's included in the tournament. And our team, who was not that great, we made it to the tournament. And at the end of the day, we came in first place. I was in eighth grade. We came in first place. And I remember somebody telling me, they said, you know, man, we were better than y'all all year. Does not matter. At the end of the day, the game on the line, championship on the line, trophy on the line. We had more points than you. Yes, we sucked. for most of the year, but for some odd reason, we rallied the troops. We got it together. We won. We came in first place. Championship. Boom. Dynamite. Boom, boom goes the dynamite. How about that? Okay. The same thing happened. I was in Little League basketball. Little League basketball. We weren't as bad as that team. I was in junior high, but we would win every game. We lost to this one team twice. I remember, and finally, we got to play them in the championship game. We was, you know, they was 7-1. Maybe we were, let's say, 5-2. Okay, so it was championship game. I remember, I hit a couple free throws. We win first place, and I remember this kid, he came up to me, he said, you know, it's like we got the same record. We're both 6-2. And I said, hey, man. I said, yeah, we 6-2, but we won when they said championship game, and we won the championship game. So we are the champions. Same record crap that has nothing to do with it. It's about the results. It's not about the score. It's the results. When did you win? We won, and we lost two times to y'all, but we beat y'all in the championship game. We are champions. And so open rates and all that stuff, you know, hey, man, watch my Instagram video. If I got 10 people watching my video. It does not matter if you have 10 million people watching your video or if you have 10 people watching your video. If you have 10 people who watch your video and all 10 of them go and you say, hey, you like this video, go click on the link, sign into my email. If 9 of those people click on the link, sign into your email list, then you are winning. If you have 10 million people who watch your video and you say nothing about an email link or nothing about selling anything, then it's pointless. It's like, okay, you are doing what? You know, they 10 million people, none of them sign up to your email list. That's the person who has the 10 people watching the video. They are getting more production out of their video than you are out of your video, and it's just a fact. And you know, I know people think, hey man, nobody, you know, I had somebody tell me once, I was, you know, filling out paper, and because I mail off my I pay my utilities through the mail. I write a check and I put them in the mail, put the stamp on there, and you know, my wife, she was telling me, she said, man, don't nobody do that. I hate to give her the bad news, but plenty of people still send stuff through the mail. And so it does not matter if you're on the corner, if you're like a, let's say you're a barber and you have a service and you're standing on the corner handing out flyers. It does not matter how you bring them into the big tent. The point is, you want to bring them into the big tent, and then you want to get them lined up. You want to say, hey, email list, an app, a website, something that you can control. You want to bring them into the big top. You want to move them off the social media and move them to where you can control the narrative, you can control the situation, okay? And that is one thing that if you, you know, having an email list is like being a leader. You are a leader of a group. You are a leader of a gang. We won't say gang, but you are a leader, and you are here to guide people, and you are here to tell them what you want from them, you know? The customer is always right. Is that true? Is that false? You know, I would say, am I watching on my wife when she ran a, when my lovely wife had a culinary school? People would come in sometimes and they would want the brown skin discount. Okay. What that means is they were black, she was black. They expected to get like a, hey, come on, sister, discount. And my wife said, you know, we run the business. We're not running a charity. And I said, this is very true. And so you want to have the ability to guide people, to tell people, hey, go here, do this, do that. You know, you are PT Barnum. You are the it's like having a circus, and you're like, come on in, come on in, come on in to the big top, and you are there to guide them, to sell the tickets, sell the drinks, do the whole nine, you know. So you want for them to rise up, get off the Facebook, say, hey, you know I met you on Facebook, but come on over here so we can all get to know each other, you know. It's like if you ever met a woman or a man, for some of you women who listening, or whatever, whoever you date, it does not matter. But anyway, it's like if you ever met a woman that you liked, and she's in a group of three, and you're like, I find that woman attractive, but you know, and then you walk up to her and you say, hey, you know, I like to speak to you alone, you know. And the reason why you do that is because a lot of times if you try to talk to a woman and it's a group of three of them, there's always going to be one person who's like, nope, look at them shoes. He trifling or whatever, you know. And so the point is you want to, it's like being on Facebook. There's going to be three people like, nah, scam, scam, scam. And you could be running the most honest, you could be the most honest person in the world. You could be running an honorable business. Everybody's going to say somebody's going to say you a scam because they are not where you are. Okay. Jealousy is always around the corner. Okay. And so you always want to get somebody. There's somebody, if you have a potential lead, you want to say, come on, you know, say, rise up. You grab the hand, you walk them over there to your website. You walk them over there to your email list. You walk them over there to your app. You want to have the situation where you can control it. You know, you want to have them in a controlled environment where you're like, hey, this is me. This is who I am. Dot, dot, dot. This is what I'm doing. Dot, dot, dot. You know, then you say, hey, click on the link, you know, because you don't want to give people 1,000 instructions. You don't want to give people a million and one instructions. That's a mistake that I was starting to do, and I realized that, because I would say, you know, hey, click on the link and buy this shirt, click on the link and do this, click on the link. No, all I need you to do is click on the link, sign into the emails, and that's it. That's all we need from you, one thing, okay? And that's what you want to do. You want to make sure you're telling people one thing at a time, you know, one thing at a time. You don't want to give people overload. It's like one time I remember I went into Blockbuster. First time I ever went to Blockbuster, I was in the Navy. And I walked into Blockbuster, and it was like video overload. And I didn't know what video I should rent because there were so many. And I was like, oh my God, there's a lot of videos. And I was like, I don't know which one to pick. There are too many. So I just walked out of Blockbuster. I didn't get any videos because there were too many to pick from. And so if you think about it like that, and you say, hey, one step at a time, come on, boom. Come on in, sign into the email, boom. You start emailing them, boom. Click on the link for this, boom. Click on the link for that, boom, boom. One step at a time. You are the leader. You are the P.T. Barnum. Come on in to the big top. So you want to get them off the street. You know, let's say social media is the street. You want to get them off the street, and you want to get them into your tent. And your tent could be your website. Your tent could be your email list. It does not matter. But you want to get them into the big top. And that's the pipeline. That's the customers. You want to get them in, and then you want to get them standing by the ticket booth. You buy a ticket, you know, some people are going to buy a ticket. Some people are going to say, nah, I don't want to see the circus today, and they're going to walk out. That's okay. But you can always get more people to come in, okay? So move them from the social media, move them to your media, okay? Trust me. And, you know, once you really start getting to the marketing side of things, it won't matter if offline, online. You do what you can. But what you don't want to do is blow a lot of money, you know, because a lot of times you're a one man show, you're a small business, you don't have a lot of money to be blowing. So you want to be strategic, and you want to really make the smart marketing moves. And so, ladies and gentlemen, move them off social media, move them to your media, okay? And so I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, the Easter egg edition of the podcast. We will be back tomorrow with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless each and every one of you. And as always, everybody, peace.